Well, let's see how this national emergency declaration is playing out on social media with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So we know that a lot of Democrats have been against this. What are Republicans saying online?
Well, what struck me was what trended immediately after President Trump had finished speaking. Two global hashtags trended within an hour of him making the announcement. Hashtag fake Trump emergency, hashtag fake national emergency from conservatives like Charlie Kirk. Brilliant. But expect the next few months to be tied up in court cases and debate. And then from the more Democrat side, Kamala Harris says we should do something about the actual emergencies that plague our nation, like climate change or healthcare access, not playing politics in order to build a wasteful border wall. It's as if the conversation hasn't really changed. It's exactly the same conversation, but just now about, well, whether this should be a state of emergency. Is it really happening? Hence the two top trending hashtags immediately after the president spoke, which actually suggest that this may be a fake emergency rather than a real one.
I see that Ann Coulter is also trending on Twitter right now, and she is not happy with what the president has done.
She was mentioned in the president's speech. He says he did not know her and hadn't spoken to her for a while. That just reminds me of the Mariah Carey gift that goes around. I don't know her. He said that during his speech. But she's been very critical of President Trump not following through on his promise to build a wall.
Let's talk about another big trending topic this week, and that would be the one-year anniversary of the shooting in Parkland, Florida. That was yesterday. And some of the survivors of that shooting are marking the occasion by taking time away from social media. What's the thought behind that?
They've taken time off between February the 13th and February the 17th, and they say that they're going dark, and it is because they want to respect their friends, their classmates, the school staff who were killed last year in the shooting. So you won't hear them tweeting, they won't be on interviews for the next couple of days. But I would recommend that you go and look at something called sinceparkland.org. It's a website, and there teen journalists from across America have been working and partnering with other big media organizations to talk about gun violence, mass shootings, and how it affects young people. And their reporting is there for everybody to see, including the obits of everybody who was killed in the Parkland shooting. The youngsters worked on obits for every single one of them. And that is at sinceparkland.org.
It's interesting they're taking time off of social media because this, I mean, as far as I can think of all the mass shootings that we've had, this is the first group of victims of a shooting that have really gotten their message out in part because of social media.
Absolutely. Online all the time, always in Twitter spats, having the arguments, getting out on the streets, marching as well, changing legislation. It's been remarkable what they've done using the tools that they know as their own generation. I should just note, though, as a bit of a pushback, the NRA has been speaking about the Second Amendment at the same time as the Parkland students are going quiet. They have been actually upping their case for not having necessarily gun reform and actually respecting the Second Amendment. And they have congressmen actually using videos, and they're posting those videos. So the debate goes on as far as gun reform concerned, even if the Parkland students are taking some days off.
One more thing, just on a lighter note, a federal court in California, Femi, has refused a request by actor Alfonso Ribeiro to copyright his iconic Carlton dance from the 90s sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The internet, of course, has some thoughts. The dance debuted on the show when Carlton busted a move to the song It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. Listen.
It's not unusual to me.
Okay, so Carlton is dancing. Describe the dance if people don't know what it
okay.
is.
Okay, yeah. So I know you want to do this as you're listening to the radio. So you have loose swivel hips, Jeremy. You step to the right, your left foot follows, then you step to the left and your right foot follows. At the same time, you swing your arms in the opposite direction. Ribeiro was arguing that this was his signature dance move. You can't just put it in, for instance, video games without asking him or without paying him. But a California federal court said that this was such a simple dance step that it couldn't really be copyrighted.
And what did people think, just briefly?
Lots of fun memes and jokes, and also a debate. This isn't the Carlton dance. This is what Courtney Cox and Bruce Springsteen did. And then Cara Watson says, This is the Go-Go's Belinda Carlisle dance. So the jury is still out as far as social media is concerned. But whatever you do this weekend, look it up on YouTube.
It is. It doesn't look that easy to do, I must say. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English.
You can do it, Jeremy.
I'll try. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
It's here now.